Well, for me, 7th of July 2005 was a normal day into work into the City of London. I was working in the private sector. But that particular day, I remember I was running late. That should not have been my tube. That Piccadilly line with Jermaine Lindsay, the bomber, should not have been the tube that I would have probably got on.
Please stand clear of the closing doors.
As you can imagine, weekday morning, rush hour, very busy tube. But I remember, distinctly remember it going into King's Cross and leaving King's Cross, and literally it must have been about 10 seconds into the tunnel towards Russell Square is when the massive loud explosion went off, and it was the biggest bang literally I've ever heard. The tube came to a sudden, immediate standstill, but it shook. The whole tube, I remember, shook, and instantly the lights went out. The emergency lights just stayed on, very, very dim lighting, so the carriage was dark. I thought, we've hit something. I would never have thought it was a bomb, never in a million years would I have thought that a bomb would go off in London and on the underground system and on a tube that I would be on. But then my next immediate thought was that it's rush hour, so the next tube is literally only 30 seconds to a minute away. They don't know what's just happened. They will hit us and there will be a massive fireball. My next thoughts were that, that's it, I'm going to die and we're all going to die. We're all going to be burnt to death. 7th of July 2005. And I remember being literally about 22 that time, just starting out in my career, thinking I haven't and said bye to my loved ones. I haven't said bye to my family. I haven't said bye to my mum. I genuinely thought that I was on death's door along with everyone else that morning. The thick black smoke was filling up the carriages so bad. I remember taking my blazer off and just literally covering my face like a mask and a veil because it started to choke me. I remember people around me, some injured. I remember the screams. I remember the banging, people trying to break the glass, people trying to get out. But for me, I was just still and literally preparing myself for death. The screams were continuing whilst the banging was continuing. I also remember actually some people trying to assist others in terms of their injuries, in terms of giving them water, in terms of trying to make space and making people comfortable. It felt like a lifetime. It felt like we were down there for hours, but it was about 45 to 50 minutes, but it felt like hours. You then heard the cries, and I remember it being a male voice, and it was one voice saying, "It's police, we're coming to get you." And it was at that point when I have felt the biggest sense of relief in my life, my whole life, thinking there is probably a way out of this today and I probably will be coming out alive. Then eventually the police and the emergency services came through the carriages, escorted us out back to King's Cross, and at that point they had shut it down, so it was completely empty. And we were escorted out, but obviously the seriously injured were attended to and everyone else was left to basically do what they wanted to do. And that was that point where I thought, I still wanted to be alone. So I remember just literally rushing out, running across the road to McDonald's, not realising that actually I'm completely covered in black smoke from head to toe, my face, everything else. And rushing into the toilets and just bursting into tears. Wanting to be alone, but also wanting my family support, wanting their reassurance, wanting their emotional support. It took me hours to get home. I couldn't contact my loved ones. The mobile networks were down. People still tell me to this day, because on the 10th anniversary, I was obviously discussing 7/7 with family again. And I remember family actually saying, and friends of my mother saying to me, "Your mum literally thought you were dead. She knew that was your tube. She was in hysterics and she was preparing herself as if you had died," which was very emotional. Sorry, and as you can tell, 10 years on, it still is. Because no mother actually wants to hear that their child has died. But unfortunately, we lost 52 people that day and many more, hundreds were injured.